بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Most respected elders, friends, in our morning programs, we remind ourselves on the importance of making the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and how we can connect with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Just now in the tafsir program, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahab commenced the program referring to an ayat of the Quran Kareem. وَلَا تَتَّبِ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being told, don't follow the hawa, don't follow the desires of the kuffar. Another verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah speaks about that hawa in the context of making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ بَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ Keep yourself back. The word sabr is mentioned. Sabr is, you want to do something, but you exercise restraint. So keep yourself back with those people who call unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the morning and the evening. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ بَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ They intend the zaad, the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا And don't move your eyes away from them. Your focus must be that jama'at. Your focus must be that group of people that call unto Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the morning and the evening seeking the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ And don't follow those people whose hearts are unmindful, whose hearts are ghafil, and they follow their hawa. From this verse we understand how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala encourages us on the importance of zikr. Spend the morning, spend the evening, your entire life in connecting with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala chooses anyone to be His chosen slave, Allah gives him the tawfiq of making zikr. And this is understood from another ayat of the Quran Kareem, where Allah says, Allah yajtabi ilayhi may yasha, wa yahdi ilayhi may yunib. The word ijtiba means to draw somebody, pull somebody. And an easy example of that is, one person is swimming in the ocean, he can't swim. He's drowning. He's asking for help, screaming for help. He's about to die. He's about to drown. And a lifesaver jumps in, sees him, and then holds him and pulls him out of the ocean. We are drowning in this dunya. We don't know where we are going. With zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala takes us out from this drowning dunya, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala attaches us to Himself. Yajtabi ilayhi may yasha. Wa yahdi ilayhi may yunib. The word inabat means that somebody turns to Allah. Make the zikr of Allah ta'ala. Allah guides people to Him to make inabat to Him. And that is why it's very important for us to ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to help us, to assist us in making the zikr of Allah. Allah must choose us to be among the zakirin. Our respected Imam, Hafiz Pir Sahib, after the namaz in his dua, he made one dua. Allahumma inni ala zikrik wa shukrik wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma inni ala zikrik. We talk about zikr, we don't just make zikr like that. If Allah assists us to make zikr, then we'll become a zakir. You can't just become a zakir like that. Allah must give you tawfiq. Yes, there must be the talab from within you to become a zakir. Allah will put it into you to become a zakir. Allahumma inni ala zikrik. Allah, you help me. You assist me. The word a'inni means somebody want to do something, we can't do it. He asked the help and assistance of someone. So, oh Allah, you assist me. I can't do it. You make me do it. Make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah, you help me to make a shukr. And Allah, you help me to make beautiful ibadat. The greatest zikr is the zikr of La ilaha illallah. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, Uskuru zikr Allah hatta yaqul in annahu majnoon. Make so much zikr of La ilaha illallah that when people see you making zikr, what's wrong with this person? How much zikr is making? La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Isn't one time sufficient? Isn't two times sufficient? Why 100 times? Why 200 times? How much zikr is making? And sometimes in the morning, sometimes in the evening. And why there's so many people gathered here to make zikr? Isn't one time sufficient? Two times sufficient? Few people make zikr is sufficient? That's exactly what Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. Make so much of zikr that when people observe you, they think, no, he's a majnoon, he's an insane person. That means he's obsessed in making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And how that obsession of zikr comes? The la ilaha illallah, when we understand what is the meaning of la ilaha illallah. We ponder, we reflect, we think deep on what la ilaha illallah. And because we have conviction on the meaning of la ilaha illallah, connecting to Allah, yaqeen, conviction in Almighty Allah, then we have the love for Allah, and then we just want to take the name of Allah. When somebody loves someone, then he's got an obsession, got a passion, then he doesn't want to leave that name anymore. He wants to take it all the time. What greater obsession can we have? What greater passion can we have than attaching ourselves to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? And this is the life in our akabirin. When our elders, akabirin, when they used to make the zikr, they used to say certain ash'ar and poetry to instill in them that conviction in Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that is, if there's anything worth living for, it is the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Khaja Majdub, he used to say, before making the zikr, he used to say certain ash'ar and poetry, and I will just say it in Urdu, where he used to say, Yaad mein teri sabko bula do. Yaad mein teri sabko bula do. Koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Which means that Allah, when I think about you, I forget everything else. Allah, when I think about you, now I don't think about my wife, I don't think about my house, I don't think about my children, I forget everything when I think about you. Yaad mein teri sabko bula do, koi na mujhko yaad rahe. Tujh par ghar baal luta do, khanae dil abad rahe. Allah, whatever I have, my wealth, my position, everything, may I sacrifice everything. I just want my heart to be inhabited with your love. Sab khushiyon ko aag laga do, gham se tere dil shaad rahe. Allah, that may I put a fire to everything. And as long as my heart, there's a pain in my heart, and the pain with your love is inside my heart. Sab ko nazar se apni gira do, tujh se faqad faryaad rahe. May I drop the thinking, remembrance of everyone from my heart. And if they have to complain to anyone, focus on anyone, it is only your zaat and only your being. Ab to rahe ta dam-e akhir. This is a very profound statement. Especially for some of us that are getting older in life. We're reaching 60s, 70s, we don't know how much more life. One life Allah gave us, with that one life we have to connect with Allah. And what else is left? We lived our lives. We saw what kind of enjoyment there are various aspects of life. Nothing gives you satisfaction. Nothing, absolutely nothing. If there is anything that gives you satisfaction, it is azat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We come to that realization, and that is why Khaja Majdub says, Ab to rahe ta dam-e akhir, wird-e zuba, eh mere ilah. You know, that now, till the last breath of my life, oh Allah, till the last breath of my life, that if there's anything that remains on my tongue, it is your remembrance. The zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Ab to rahe ta dam-e akhir, wird-e zuba, eh mere ilah. The wird, the zikr of Allah, may that remain in my tongue till the last moment of our life. We make dua, Allah make us among those people, we make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala And may our maut, may our death comes whilst we are taking the zikr name of Allah. Whilst we are saying La ilaha illallah. Whilst we are attached to Allah. And we be among those people that are radiyatan mardiyya. That Allah is happy with us. We are happy with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brothers, you know the bodies that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us? It's just a vessel. There's no value in the body. You look at an itar bottle. If it's just the bottle, there's no itar, there's no value in that bottle. It may look very, very good. But the value of the itar, a bottle, is the itar inside. That's why people buy it. They don't buy it because of the container. They buy it because what is inside. An oil container, you buy that oil container not because of the container, because of the oil that's inside. So what is inside that is valuable? Our body is just a vessel. The value of the vessels of our body is with what is inside our heart. The love for Allah, zikr for Allah, remembrance for Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to take our time in the morning, take our time in the evening, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, make the zikr of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, attach ourselves. This is not only for men, for women folk also in the homes. That if the women folk at home, they encourage the men folk that take our time. You make your zikr, I make my zikr. Sometimes men folk want to engage the women folk and then their time also get engaged in service. Let the men folk do their work, let the women folk also make the zikr. And create a mahol, create an environment of zikr. When the mothers and sisters at home, they will sit one corner, make zikr 10-15 minutes. Your daughters, your children, the men folk will see that she is making a zikr. She understands the value of zikr. That creates a mahol. That creates the environment of zikr. And our wish, our desire is that in that we create a mahol, create an environment of zikr in the masjid, in our homes, in our community. If there's anything that invokes the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah's madad, Allah's nusrat, it comes down with making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When the lover thinks of the beloved, then when the lover thinks about the beloved, speaks about him, praises, etc., then you see how the heart of the beloved gets soft and gets attached. We want Allah's rahmat to be directed towards us. Make the zikr of Allah with extreme love and muhabbat for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sometimes people ask this question that why do you have to make the zikr like this? La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Why is it? There are many explanations to that, but one simple explanation to understand why, what's the logic, why do you have to make zikr like this? Go to a hifz class. When students are becoming hafiz, hifz class, go there, just here upstairs, there's a hifz class, go there, see what the children are doing. You go there, you'll see the child is learning his sabak. And he's saying, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Repeatedly saying, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Nobody will ask him, why are you saying repeatedly, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. You're saying it's just so that you commit it to memory. It's an efficient way, effective way. You repeat something so that it entrenches into our mind. And then after, you're able to recite the kalam easily, fluently. But initially, this is what you have did. You repeatedly said that word, or that verse, until it sets in the heart, in the mind. Same manner. We keep on saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. That this is a prescription, and it is a zikr, both joined. And through this combination, we try to entrench the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq.